Blog Talk Radio.
Do it again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Danita Applewhite, and I am so happy to be here this morning because I feel very, very productive. I feel productive, and I want to talk about productivity today on this student-to-teacher radio show. You know, I live with the philosophy that when the student is ready, the teacher within appears. It's an ancient Eastern philosophy, and I truly believe that. And I know that that is the premise of what God has instructed me to talk about on the Student to Teacher show, is that we need to accept that some people are not ready yet, but they will be. And we must believe and have faith in them and respect their choices, that when they're ready, the student within will appear and they will want to learn. And in addition to that, they will want to share. And that's what makes you a student to teacher. And it's an interchangeable entity, if you will, that we deal with. Because at many times in our lives, we are students and we are constantly learning things and eager to learn. And then there are other times when we are sharing. So don't forget that as you get some information today about productivity and how to become an even more productive employee and learn a few things about yourself. Whether or not you want to adopt the philosophy of disability, I hope that if you have been adopting that philosophy that I'm disabled and I can't do anything or I'm so limited, I want to introduce a new thought for you, and that is that you can be productive at the level that you set. You set your level, you set your best, and every time that you get ready to put yourself down and say, you know, I can't do this because my fibromyalgia is acting up, or my migraine headache is too much, or my back is hurting too much, or I'm just too disabled, or too learning disabled to try to go to college. Anytime that any of those things come up for you, okay, especially you vets out there dealing with depression and PTSD, don't let it kick you down. You've got to know that there's going to be a time when you're going to awaken inside and you're going to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to produce. Okay, and that's what this is all about today. Well, what is productivity, and why did the team over at White Apple Institute put together this particular theme of the show? Well, from what they're telling me is that a lot of people were writing in, and they're seeing a theme, underlying theme of people not feeling that they are productive citizens, productive employees, productive students, because they feel that they have these limitations in life. Now, White Apple Institute is the sponsor of this show, and it's so important, listen carefully, so important that you go to whiteappleinstitute.org and hit that donate button so that we can keep the show going, okay? All the people that work for the show and work for White Apple Institute are volunteering. That's volunteer work. And they put that in, but we still have operating costs. And so we thank our team over there for coming up with these great topics. Every time we do a live show, it's so exciting. There's so many people online. But going back to what they found, this underlying theme, is that it takes a real effort on your part, to say, I can see what I have produced in my life, and I'm going to produce even more. When you can look in the mirror and believe in yourself, then and only then can you have a slight expectation that others will see you the same way. And the reason why I say a slight expectation is because we don't want to have these large expectations or many expectations about what other people are going to think about us. Okay? It's very important that first, the way we think about ourselves, the way we look at ourselves in the mirror, not just the physical mirror, but the internal mirror, and that we know within ourselves that we are truly made in the image of God. Not the physical image, but that image within us, and that we all have something, some purpose, and something to produce. And so, taking that word productivity or producing into a level of truly, applying that in our school and work life, okay? You know, because that's what White Apple Institute is all about, is helping students and veterans with any type of emotional challenge about getting through school, trying to balance out the disability issues and the financial and the family responsibilities and all those things. Kudos to those of you that roll up your sleeves and at least make the attempt, because winners don't quit, okay? So you keep on doing what you're doing and look in that mirror again and say to yourself in the morning, I am going to produce. Well, you know, we have a fantastic guest this morning who's going to back up a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about for the last few minutes. And this gentleman is just awesome. His name is Dr. Vernet Joseph, and he has written several books, and we're going to, you know, have him come on the show in a few and discuss the things that he has written. He's like the number one trainer in employee productivity out there, and he's going to give us some enlightenment about how we can become more productive and think of ourselves in that way. But before I get into that, I have a few things I want to share with you, because, you know, I know a lot of my students listen to the show, and I appreciate that. And you guys listen, and you want to get some information, and you have your pen and pencils or whatever, and you're trying to write down some stuff. So let me give you a few tips, okay? And this is great for employers, too, if they're looking for ways to increase productivity. But I'll let Dr. Vernet Joseph talk a little bit more about that. But one of the things I do want you to understand is that there's a really important, some really important things that have to be done in order for you to succeed and produce at work. And one of the things that I find is very, very important is the ability to take criticism, okay? Constructive criticism, not destructive criticism, okay? But constructive criticism, when somebody is sharing ideas with you, whether or not you see the value in them or not, just listen, quiet, shut your mouth, and listen to what someone has to say on the job to you, even if you feel, hey, they're not my supervisor, what do they know more than I do? We learn from each other. So I find that that's one of the major issues that I find with students out there, is that we just don't take the criticism gracefully. And a professional attitude about not just doing your job, but doing your job well, okay? Whether the job is menial and it's boring or whatever, you know, I like to take, when I'm in counseling sessions, I like to take people back when they're very, very disgruntled about the job that they're in right now, and I like to take them back to when they first got the job, okay? Because when you first got the job, you knew all the rules of the job then. I mean, pretty much, you know, you had a job description. You had job duties. And for those of you who have been on jobs, okay, for many, many, many years, you have accumulated some time and adapted to the environment. Okay, now if you've done all that, how do you land up at a point a year later or 2 years later where you're bored to death and can't stand the job? If you go back to how you felt when you first got that job and how you rolled up your sleeves and you were grateful, you might have even said a prayer and said, thank you, God, for this job. Go back to those feelings when you're feeling this feeling of boredom and burnout, okay? And not just do your job, but do your job well. Do it with enthusiasm, the same enthusiasm that you had before. Or, my friend, you have an option. Quit. But be careful. Be careful when you quit. That you don't jump from the frying pan into the fire, as my grandmother used to say. Be careful that you're not making a decision that you're going to regret. So make sure you really have at least a lateral opportunity available for you before you even consider quitting, okay? Especially in today's job market. And have some good relationships with people. I find that a lot of times students do not have a good relationship with other employees, and they want to stay to themselves. Well, that's good in one sense. You know, I don't want to share my business with anybody. Okay, well, don't share your business with anybody. It's the same thing, you know, you go on the Facebook or these dating sites, and you want to give all your information? You want to tell them where you live and you haven't even got a chance to know them? That's on you, okay? That's not very careful thinking. So in the same voice, when you're on the job, you don't have to tell anybody when you have a fight with your husband or your girlfriend, okay? You don't have to tell them the intimate and personal things that are going on in your life, but it's a good idea to develop relationships with other people on the job, job-related relationships, okay? Well, anyway, that's a few tips that I could give you for today, and without further ado, we're going to get into bringing our special guest on, Dr. Vernette Joseph, and we've got a lit-up switchboard there. Our producer out there, Malvina, is making sure that everybody, hopefully, by timer, I will be able to see who you are and get you on so that we can hear your comments back to Dr. Vernette Joseph, the number one productivity trainer internationally and a fellow vet, okay? I'm Army vet, and Dr. Vernette, let's bring him on. And you are an Army vet, aren't you, Dr. Vernette? Is that you?
Absolutely. This is me. I'm excited to be on the call this morning and just really ready to get into some good things that will help students and employees be productive.